This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. Whether you're seeding an entire lawn or overseeding a few areas, K-State Extension Horticulture Agent for Riley County, Greg Eystone, says the number one rule is to read the label carefully, paying close attention to the percent of other crop seed contained in the grass seed. Greg, this is the time we start thinking about things we'll need to do in the lawn this fall. And as part of that, you want to cover the turf grass seed labels because those are often misunderstood.
Absolutely. We want to make sure we're putting out the best quality plant we can in our landscape. And so Kansas is kind of unique as far as our weather and climate. And so we want to use the genetics that are available that will make our lawn less inputs and do what we want it to do, probably make it look green and be there for a long period of time.
In terms of turf grass, what do we primarily have in Kansas?
So we have cool season grasses that can grow here and warm season grasses. The warm seasons have become more readily available as far as seed types that are hardy to plant. That should have been done in June or July. As we get into late August, September, we're looking at our cool season grasses, particularly tall fescue for many people, in some cases bluegrass. Those both can be started from seed.
So what should we be looking for then in the labels?
The thing that may be a trigger is a portion of the label that says other crop. And for whatever reason, that can include weed grasses that you don't want. And so we want a very low other crop percentage when you purchase grass seed, maybe 0.5% or less. Some grass seed labels I've seen have 0%. That would be great to purchase that seed. But we want a very low other crop seed, probably 0.5% or less.
Is there something we should be looking for in terms of if we're, say, buying tall fescue, that it should be so much percent tall fescue?
Yeah, typically, on the label, there's purity percentage, and that should be 90% or higher. That's getting what you want. There's a germination ratio on there. You want to buy live seed, the seed that's not going to grow, so 80% or better. And many of these seed labels that I look at, those are high numbers. You generally are getting purity high numbers, germination high numbers. The germination is typically within the last 9 months to make sure it's still a viable seed. If you got older seed, I'm not saying that it wouldn't grow, but it's going to become less and less over time, depending on how the grass was stored and transported. You can do an easy test with any seed, whether it's your grass seed or your carrot seed. Just pick out a few seeds, 10 if you can count them out, put them in a moist paper towel, put them in a plastic bag for 10 days and see what grew and what didn't grow. And so that would be a good way to test your own seed if you wanted to. Maybe you have some from last year or some years ago and kind of see what your germination rate is on those.
If we're looking at doing the entire lawn, how do we know how much seed to buy?
So we do need to measure our lawn area, and that's a simple math in my mind, length times width. And so let's say 1,000 square feet is all you have. And if it's a bare soil, you're starting over. Full sun, plants would probably 6 to 8 pounds of tall fescue seed. It's a fairly large seed. Bluegrass, if you're looking at that same amount as 1,000 square feet, 1 to 2 pounds is all you need because it's smaller seed. You're still getting about the same amount of seeds there. It's just the size of the seed on how much you need per 1,000 square feet. Now, some of us may be overseeding or have some shade, so there's only so much light for those plants, and so we back those numbers down. So if you have like half shade or a half stand of tall fescue lawn, we're looking at 3 to 4 pounds per 1,000 square feet to have the right population for the amount of light you have.
And when, I guess, is the optimum time then to start this process?
Yeah, so you go ahead and purchase your seed now, but we're going to be planting as soon as it starts to cool off. Typically, we say September 1st, but who knows what the weather's going to do. But we do want to plant fairly early here in September so that we get good establishment before we get into conditions that won't grow the grass very well, and so it may not be mature enough as it goes through the winter and come next spring.
That's K-State Extension Horticulture Agent for Riley County, Greg Eystone, with information on selecting grass seed. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.